Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, our rookies are getting recognized. I'm talking about Xavier Watts. I'm talking about Billy Bowman. I'm talking about James Pierce Jr. and even Jalen Walker. And I say even because when the season was about to start, we hadn't seen enough of Jalen to really make an evaluation on him to say, okay, I think he's going to be all right.
Right.
We had to trust coach to say he's coming, he wants to be out there. Listen, last week Jalen Walker was getting after it, man. I mean, there were a couple of penalties. Guys were holding him because he was in position to make a play on Marcus Mariota, brought a couple of big plays back for the Commanders. And even though they weren't sacks, he's affecting the game. And that's what you want. So I got to give him a big shout out because, you know, I had doubts about this and saying, all right, we're all pumped up about getting this dog on the team. And now right. Do we have the right dog? Jalen is showing us here early on. If you're not watching and paying attention to just his presence out there, Mike, he's playing really well. But the two guys in the back, Billy Bowman, Watts has two interceptions already. Bowman's just, man, he's just a ball hawk, man. He's around plays that he shouldn't even be around. Or he's sniffing out plays he shouldn't even sniff out. Arch mentioned one of them earlier this week. But do you believe the Falcons' defense can carry us into the postseason? Because that's what we're talking about.
Well, I always felt that the defense would catch up with how good the offense would look. And maybe now with Zach Robinson on the sideline, it'll function more smoothly and we won't ever have to deal with stuff like what wasn't working in the red zone against Minnesota and that debacle in Carolina. But I always was of the opinion the defense would catch up by midpoint, and the defense has set the tone. Statistically, they're top five. And all the metrics and all the pressure. Now, again, more sacks. We got more sacks. We're on pace for more sacks than we've had since 2017.
Yes.
So I do believe that it's complementary football. So I think both are advancing, but I think the defense is ahead of schedule. How about that?
I do. I agree with you on that. I think the defense is ahead of schedule, especially with these guys playing the way they are. And if they can continue this, because by the time we get to game 8, 9, 10, guys, they're not rookies anymore. These guys are year in and they're savvy and they're going to be a lot better than what they're playing right now. What do you guys think? Because when the season started, we thought the offense would be the reason why. It may be the defense is the reason why. And that's something I don't know if a lot of people saw coming. More people are talking about our defensive effort and the change, Mike, and the things that they're seeing defensively, than they're talking about offense. Obviously, the Carolina game, they were talking about offense because we didn't do a damn thing. But this is what more people are talking about right now. And that's the national conversation, which is these guys are being recognized. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think? And I'll tell you right now, look, if we win against Buffalo, don't want to be the bearer of bad news. It's going to be because of our defense. You don't let them – they cannot come in here, Mike, and average 35, which is their average, 33 a game. If the defense holds Buffalo to 20, 24 points, Mike – we got to win the game.
Right. Look, if Josh Allen was the unstoppable ultimate weapon, he'd have a couple of Super Bowl rings. He's never been to the Super Bowl.
Mm.
So how is that? What happens? I mean, do you say it's other guys' faults? Sometimes the coach, I think McDermott gets tight, I think, with his approach, how much that leads over to Joe. Is it Brady who's coach the offensive coordinator,
it
right?
It is.
But I don't know. We've seen them come up short, and it's one of the greatest games ever, a couple years back against the Chiefs, where they changed the overtime rule. But this is a team that you've got to be able to take. You're going to take your lumps. He's going to make big plays. But you can see, and you watched him this season, it's not like every time he gets the ball, it's a Madden game. Carly's going right down the field. So I think we've got the right athletes, especially the athleticism, with our outside linebacker edge rushers to maybe limit some of the things he's trying to do.
I do, too. Divine Diablo. Yeah. Say
now,
with us.
Now, here's the thing, though. Technically, he's bigger than Divine Diablo.
He is.
Josh Allen, that's how big he is.
He's a big dude. But Divine can run with him.
Right.
Right? That's the thing. Like, he can track him down. And look, we're a little ways away from this. You're going to spy Are you a spy, Josh Allen?
Well, again, you got to spy with a man of equal or of same size and value. So,
Who's that? Doorless?
I guess you go. I mean, that's why. I mean, Jalen Walker could go for a sleigh ride with him at times. But no, I would. If you ever were going to do that, I don't sure Ulbrich would do that. I would recommend Jalen Walker for the job.
I agree. Let's grab a couple of phone calls here on the show. 404-726-0929. On a hump day, Kevin. What's going on, Kevin? You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking Falcons. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, I love our defense. Our defense, I feel like our defense is going to be, like, elite. Probably, maybe more so next year, I feel like it's going to be even more elite. Especially when we get Kurt off the books, we probably bring in some more free agents. Mm. But what I want us to do is run the football. We got Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson. Run the football. I mean, look at what the Eagles did last year. They ran the football, passed when they needed to. Run the football. You got Bijan Robinson, the best running back in the league, in my opinion, right now, because everything that he does. And then you got Tyler Allgeier, the bowling ball, just running downhill. I love that type of football. We're better than you type of football.
Right.
That's the type of football I want to play.
I'm with you.
That's it. I mean, that's the thing we talk about, you know, the phrase, and I use it today talking about, you know, what the Braves lost when they lost some of the leadership with Dansby and Freddie, a playing personality, right?
That's right.
And you know, toughness, physicality, you know, aggressiveness. You know, we know that Ulbrich wants to be aggressive, and I think that's great. And that's why I said I didn't like the way the half ended, because if that's your you know, your mission statement, then see it through. Coach, be aggressive. Burn those timeouts.
That's right.
Put faith in your defense. You're going to get them off the field. They're not going to get anything. We're going to give the ball back to Penix with a minute and 20 seconds. So, but if that is your ethos, then let's. That's an old Landry Fields fave from the Hawks. But no, if that's your vibe, then do it. Then make that your thing. You're like Riverboat Ron,
right
back in the day with the Panthers.
Yeah, look, we have played.
Who and the ethos that we want to build.
Okay. What's our ethos now, I wonder?
With the Hawks?
Yeah.
Defense.
It's much better than it was. That's right. But Mike, I think that's exactly where I'm at with this team. And I love our last caller. We got another caller or two we want to get to. But that's the brand of football. See, when we talk about identity, it's always been, think about this, even Matt Ryan's years, it's been offense. It has. And I don't mind that. That's great. You got to score points. But most of these teams in the league that have gone on to win Super Bowls, Mike, including the Chiefs with the great Patrick Mahomes, they had a defensive identity.
We play defense.
Yeah, they had defensive identities. Mark in Buckhead, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's going on, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
You know, I agree with that. I think that when you look at it over the first few games of the season, it's a defensive line and a defensive backfield that have been playing well. I think what's going to test the Falcons is the linebackers.
Mm. Yeah, it's been commented on. You're right.
I think the linebackers need to – one thing, they need to tackle better on the running game. And, you know, I'm just so glad that they got rid of the safety last year who was doing pirouettes back there. I really think they got a shot if they focus on the linebacking core and playing well there.
I mean, Caden Ellis, I mean, the only thing, unfortunately, Caden let Baker Mayfield off the hook, had him wrapped up. We maybe, you know, again, that game's got to be about Koo making the kick to get us in overtime.
That's right.
But maybe they don't score if Caden, and Caden's one of our best players, wraps him up. But Carl talked about Diablo and what he brings to the table as far as in coverage. But yeah, tackling, but that's NFL-wide. NFL-wide, because you don't get to hit anymore, you don't get two-a-days. Tackling just is bad around the league, unfortunately.
No, I totally agree. Look, if you're telling me that our linebackers are our weakest link right now, Mike, can you cover that up? Because here's what you're saying. There will be a team or two, not all, that our linebackers may get exposed with maybe covering guys, right, or something of that nature. That's why they went and got out and went and got Diablo, because he can run. He's fast. We said that. But if you're going to tell me that's our weak link, I'm okay with that. I'd rather that be the weak link, Mike, than the defensive line, the front, and even the back half.
But I think, you know, as Jalen Walker is getting more reps, I think Jalen Walker is going to emerge. That's the thing. Technically, he's behind Ebukadi. You know, and like, I thought Ebukadi's had a solid season so far. But, you know, Jalen Walker is part of that. I can't malign the linebacker core. Parts of it are still learning on the job.
All right. Good stuff, man. Appreciate the phone calls. You guys can always chime in. Lines are open at 404-726-0929. Adam in Alpharetta wants to talk about Snicker. By the way, if you're just tuning in, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Brian Snicker stepping away. And the Braves are looking for a new manager. Adam in Alpharetta, what do you think, man? Where do you go with this? And talk to us about Snit. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
So I had a question about how quickly they want a new manager in place. Do they want a new manager in place by the time free agency starts to attract free agents?
Right.
It's a good question. Yesterday, I was under the impression, and I said to Mike, however you approach free agency shouldn't matter whether or not Snit is back.
Right.
Because you got to fill the void. You're going to have to do this with Snit or without him, right? You're going to have to fill the void. Whether it's Snit or somebody else, it could be Big O. You still need pitching.
Right. You're going to have to get two more starting pitchers. I mean, and guys, not reclamation projects. I mean, this is the year. I mean, come on. You've got to – and I'll say it just for guys who are new to the show. I know I'm saying Dodger and Yankee and Met money. I'm saying just get on the same level as the Phillies. How about that? Then you – another 75 mil. I mean, Tony Montana, a mil here, a mil there. I go on the streetcar. I make a few moves. I got ears. No, but that you got to get even with the Phillies because that's that closes the gap to go get a Zach Wheeler or someone of equal value, right? And you got to go get a closer, too. Because Iglesias is gone.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's all of a sudden, you know, now you better hope that your starting lineup produces. You know, Kim, by the way, you're going to sign Kim to be your shortstop?
No, I am. I think he showed me enough here at the end of the season, and I think he's cheaper than a lot of the other options. I think baseball fans really don't realize, like, the upper echelon shortstops, guys, they're making $28, $30 million.
Mm.
I'd rather allocate that money to starting pitcher. And if you're telling me that Kim is going to cost us, I don't know, Mike, 15, then I'm okay with that. Like, it's a cheaper option to get maybe more production out of it. Again, you're rolling the dice, but, yeah, I would definitely take care of that situation and let that be.
All right, a couple guys hitting us up on the text line going, hey, what about Mark DeRosa for the Braves?
I like that.
Now, that doesn't meet my criteria of getting outside the family, but I love Mark DeRosa.
I agree.
Huge fan, love him on TV. And, you know, had a chance to, you know, manage USA during the World Baseball Classic. So he's got that experience. That's not, you could do worse. How about that?
I agree.
I got nothing against Walt Weiss. I've just seen Walt Weiss just sitting next to Snicker, you know, all these years. I presume that he serves a purpose. But if you feel that Snicker's been asleep at the wheel with some of the things or team chemistry, what's going on in the clubhouse, what is Walt? The silent partner?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, I don't know. I mean, they know him inside the organization way better than we do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're right. When you're Walt Weiss, you don't say a lot. You're not on the press conferences. Right.
But he's not Wash or EY.
No, he's not.
At least in this the impression.
No, he's not.
I can't speak to the. I get what I get from Grant and reading Mark Bowman and Dave because with our show, I really get to be in the clubhouse. But I'm just curious, you know, what you think of what would make Walt Weiss the slam dunk, other than just he happened to be sitting next to him all these years. And that's generally the prerequisite for this organization, if we're honest.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.